Hello? Oh, it's you. Listen, it's really late, you know that, right? And I don't answer work calls on the weekends. Oh, well, if this isn't about work, what is this about? Flowers. Yeah, I did get some earlier today, but I threw them out. Why? Oh, they were from you? Well, why didn't you leave a name? They didn't have a name on them, so I just figured it was, I don't know, some sort of prank. Too shy? I mean, God, this is awkward. Okay, well, thanks, I guess, for the flowers. But that can't be the only reason why you're calling me, is it? It's really late. Oh, you like me? Well, this is unexpected to say the least. I mean, we're just coworkers, aren't we? I mean, you don't really know me outside of a work setting, do you? Because if you did, you'd realize that I'm already involved with someone else. And even if I wasn't, I mean, look, you're just not my type, okay? I find you a little weird, to be honest. I mean, you hang around me like a puppy dog, and for a while it was sort of cute, but now it's just creepy. You know that, don't you? Oh, well. I guess I have to tell you now, don't I? I'm just saying, you should realize that I'm just not into, I don't know, getting into relationships with my coworkers. And I don't think I'll ever be into that. Not with you, anyway. No, you're still not getting it. I don't feel romantic feelings for you, okay? I don't. And what you're not gonna do is try and fucking guilt me into feeling otherwise, okay? That's not fair to me. I don't like you. You're not my type. And I don't think you ever will be my type. Even if I wasn't in a relationship, you're just not somebody that I would go for. You aren't. No, that's not. Hey, that's not me being mean. That's me being honest. Oh, you want mean? Huh. Jesus, on top of you being a weirdo, you're into, what is this, a kink for you? To get rejected by a pretty woman on Valentine's Day? Well, I could give you mean. How do I put this? You're unattractive. And not just to me, probably to women in general. Your facial features just don't come together the way they're supposed to. You have such an awkwardly built, odd-looking body. And let's not even bring up the subject of you probably having a small penis, judging from the way you talk to women. Always, like, mincing around and being such a simpering little idiot. It's embarrassing. You should probably seek help. And, I mean, judging from you calling me so late and acting so desperate, I can already tell that you don't have any Valentine's Day plans, do you? No. You're probably just going to sit at home and have a little pity party with your dominant hand, huh? Sucks to suck, I guess. Which one is it, anyway? Which is the lucky hand, the left or the right? Which one's going to be beating off your pathetic dick on Valentine's Day of all days, huh? You know what? Call me again tomorrow at around this same time. And I can tell you all about how my Valentine's Day went. And we can compare. We've got a beautiful, accomplished woman in an established relationship. And we've got a virgin loser who sends unlabeled flowers to women that he will never, ever be able to get with. What do you say, loser? Does that sound like something you'd want to do? I knew it. But for now, just leave me alone, okay? You've entertained me for enough now. It's time for me to go back to sleep.